This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. The fabulous man we ever had in the producer's chair for Sunrise, Rob Center. We really appreciate him giving us a wonderful 2018, and we're looking forward to a great 2019. On the news line with us now, Jennifer Lawton-Vavakis is on the line. She's one of the organizers of the Countdown to Noon that happens Monday in Northumberland. Good morning, Jennifer. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning.
I do appreciate it. What goes into the Countdown to Noon? It looks relatively simple. The firemen go there, they put up the ladder, and everybody yells at noon. But give me some sort of a sense of the organizational activities that have happened up to now.
Well, it is a big community event. We rely on a lot of sponsors for the event. We have the Moyer Foundation is a huge sponsor. With their generosity, we're able to give out 100 free T-shirts to 100 children who register for the event. And we also have some major sponsors from the Susquehanna Community Bank, the Northumberland National Bank, Sunbury Motors, North Shore Railroad, and then several other local businesses in Northumberland and organizations who offer their space and help for the event.
So those are the sponsors, and that they provide funding that helps keep this going. As for participant sponsors, we see the Northumberland Fire Department, Christ United Methodist Church, and, of course, the Priestley Library. Am I overlooking anybody? I know Townside Garden Cafe has a role in this as well.
Yes. Actually, my mother-in-law owns Townside Garden Cafe. Last year, we had a little snafu, and we actually had to have some events happening at the cafe, but typically she rents out the Masonic building for us, and that's like her generous donation to this event. And we do have the Masonic building this year, and we're going to have lots of fun things going on there. Shiklemy Theater has a lot of Disney characters that are going to be joining us at the Masonic building. We also have a DJ who offers his services free of charge for us. It's called Tree Three More Entertainment, and every so many years he offers this service free of charge to the community. We're going to have a lot of crafts going on at the Masonic building as well, and some of these crafts involve making a holiday crown that you can wear for our new selfie station that we're going to have available this year. And of course, our hope with this selfie station is that families post their selfies to social media and tag the library to help spread the word about this event.
Well, and I've been at some of the Countdown to Noons years ago. I mean, it's been a couple of years since I've been there, but hundreds and hundreds of kids converge on the park for this.
Right, absolutely. And we do have a lot of different events going on, like I said, at the Masonic building. We also have Christ United Methodist Church. They offer free hot chocolate and popcorn to the children downstairs in the lower level of the church. But we also are so lucky to have another volunteer. Ron Blatchley has helped us for years with this event. He is also known in the area as Joseph Priestley, and he will be hosting two science demonstrations for kids in the lower level of the church. Now, we do have limited seating for this event, so it will be a ticketed event, but tickets are available at the library starting at 10 a.m., and the show times for the science demos are 10:30 and 11:15. And we're also, I forgot to mention, we'll have free face painting also downstairs at the church.
Are we going to see His Honor, the mayor, Danny Berard, at this event?
I certainly hope so. I hope I can at least pull the family card for his appearance on Monday.
Right, he's your dad, so we got to be clear about
that.
All right, so Jennifer Lawton-Vavakis, a key organizer of the Countdown to Noon. If folks aren't familiar with this, when does it start? We've heard you mention the Priestley Library and the Masonic Building and the Christ United Methodist Church, so all of this in and around King Street Park. Set the scene, kind of start at the beginning. What's happening Monday?
So it starts at 10 a.m. and it wraps up around noon. But between 10 and noon, children are welcome to go to all of these different events happening at the library, the church, and the Masonic building. If they would like to go to the science demonstrations at the church, or Miss Kim has two story times available at the library, those are ticketed events, and you need to pick up your tickets at the library before the sessions start. But other than that, it's just you can go from station to station at the Masonic building, to the church, to the library, and you're just, you know, going around having a great time, maybe getting your face painted, dancing with some of the characters from Disney, making a craft, taking some selfies, and even maybe enjoying a snack from the Boy Scouts who sell hot dogs, chips, and sodas in the park every year for us.
All right, so this is this coming Monday,
yes.
Monday morning.
Right.
Okay.
Yes. And, of course, our culminating event, Mark, is the dropping of the oxygen atom at noon in King Street Park. And like you said earlier, special thanks to the fire department for their help. Without them, this event would certainly not be spectacular, if not possible. So we really appreciate them because they offer their ladder truck and drop the oxygen atom from the ladder truck at noon while all of the children gather around with their Sprite champagne glass and and toast the new year. It's a great day.
All right, well, we certainly thank the Northumberland Volunteer Fire Department all year round. We're lucky in Northumberland.
Right.
We got a very forward-thinking fire department, and they're, of course, they need volunteers. So if anybody's ever listening to this and thinking maybe they'd like to help out in some way, the idea of doing some crafts is on the list here. What kind of crafts
right.
and what kind of Disney character? So there's two questions there.
I'm actually not sure. The Disney characters are going to be surprised. I just know that we're going to have around 8 or 10 special guests. As far as the crafts, we'll be making holiday crowns for the new year, and the children can wear them for their selfies that are available with several other props at the Masonic building for the selfie station. We also have some New Year's bookmarks. And we also have a foldable craft for the older kids to make.
And why have a countdown to noon? Maybe come back to the early genesis to think about why this is the right time
right.
for this event.
Well, we wanted to offer a community event that was based around children and their families and being able to celebrate and join in on all of the New Year's Eve excitement without having to stay up until midnight. So we celebrate 12 hours earlier at noon, and it's a blast.
All right, well, that should be fun. And it stops at noon, so families can still have the afternoon that they can plan something or do something, so you're not really taking
Absolutely.
People away from important family time this year as well. All right, well, that sounds fantastic. Does it pay for itself? You mentioned the sponsors. Are you operating in the black? Do you need any financial mm-hmm. assistance?
We would be more than happy to accept any financial assistance for this event. We are really lucky. A lot of groups and organizations step up and offer donations, and that is really what has made this possible from year to year and has kept it going. But I mean, in order for it to keep getting bigger and better, we do want as many sponsors as, you know, are able to in the Valley. So we appreciate all of their support.
All right. Well, fantastic. And as I mentioned, I have been to it, and it is a real blast, and there's a true sense of excitement. It makes the real midnight yeah. countdown sort of anticlimactic because
it does.
We already counted it down.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for all you're doing. First of all, we appreciate that, and thanks for your time this morning, and have a blast on Monday. We certainly hope that this goes off with just a wonderful time had by all. Thank you, Jennifer.
All right. Thanks, Mark.
Jennifer Lawton-Vavakis, one of the organizers of the Countdown to Noon. If you have questions or you need some assistance, you can go to the Priestley Library's website. They have a lot of the information posted there. Northumberland Fire Department is safekeeping the oxygen atom that will be set up at noon in King Street Park, and they'll use their platform truck to raise up the atom, and they've built a big countdown clock that you can see. We have pictures of that at WKOK.com, and everything is Jennifer mentioned, is At the Ready, Monday, 10 a.m., countdown to noon, put on by the Priestley Library, Northumberland Fire Department, Masonic Lodge, Townside Garden Cafe, active there, Christ United Methodist Church, plus all those good sponsors she mentioned who have contributed to make the countdown to noon a big success in Northumberland Monday.